Today, the June 1st, 2011, Wednesday, at the Tathagata Meditation Center. Here again, we have the opportunity to give Dharma help to our Dharma relatives. We have been here in TMC many times before, and Saraji does not remember how many times he's been here, as we have been here many times. And now Saraji again have this opportunity to give the Dhamma gift according to the teaching of the Buddha in the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji to the yogis who cherish the Dhamma, who cherish both theory and practice of the Buddha's teachings. And Saraji is glad to have this opportunity to give the Dhamma gift, the Dhamma which can uplift the person. And the yogis who are receiving the Dhamma gift, if they make use of it cherishingly by practicing, it will be beneficial for them and it will be worthy of giving the Dhamma gift. And Saraji is very glad to have this chance to give the Dhamma gift. And starting from today, Saraji will give the Dhamma gift. Learning the teaching of the Buddha, it's not just to have the theoretical knowledge, what are the teachings, what are the Buddhist culture, but also to put it into practice accordingly. By practicing according to the teachings systematically, one's life will be uplifted and one will understand the quality, the virtues of the Dhamma. Everyone wants to uplift their life. They uplift their life in many ways, such as earning a good living, having good business, good health. But such kind of uplifting does not give complete happiness or well-being. One should understand that one should uplift one's life in the kind of way that has a guarantee. And now Saraji has the opportunity to help the Dhamma relatives in the practice of Dhamma in order to uplift their life. And Saraji is very happy to have this opportunity. Some people may regard Satipatthana as the optional, but Saraji does not think so. Satipatthana meditation is essential for every person. It is compulsory. So it is very important for everyone to practice Satipatthana meditation. When a child goes to nursery at first, then the child has not started to read yet. And in order to make the child happy, there will be some music, songs, poems to make him happy in school. And one has to start with learning alphabets, and the teacher teaches the child to write alphabet, to spell, and to read. Without learning the alphabet, one will not be able to read and will not understand. So learning of alphabet is a must. Practicing Satipatthana meditation is just like learning alphabet. It is a must. In one's life, one should have a good control of oneself so that one will not be committing wrongdoings by body and speech. So one should know how one should control one's physical behavior, verbal behavior, and mental behavior. Through knowledge, one will be able to control oneself, and there will be peacefulness. By controlling oneself, one will not be hurting others. One should understand how one should be a true human, to have humane mind, and to be an outstanding human. Practicing Satipatthana meditation is a must, just as a person needs to learn the alphabet in order to read. Every being needs to inhale air. Only if they get air, they will survive. But if one breathes in polluted air, it's harmful for the health. That's why fresh air is very important. One should try to inhale fresh air as much as possible. Just as fresh air is essential for every being, Satipatthana meditation is also essential for everyone. Just as fresh air is suitable for everyone of any race, any religion, in the same way, Satipatthana meditation suits everyone of any race, any religion. Satipatthana meditation is compulsory. Just as when a child starts to learn reading, one has to learn alphabet, learning of the alphabet is compulsory. In the same way, Satipatthana meditation is compulsory. Just like every being needs to inhale fresh air, in the same way, Satipatthana meditation is essential for everyone. There are four factors in determining whether a kind of work is important. The first one is, it is compulsory, it is a must. One should do it. And secondly, one should do it by himself, by herself. No other person can do it on the person's behalf. And the third is, one should do it in time, regularly. And the fourth is, it is beneficial. Just as breathing fresh air is a must, one should breathe oneself. One should breathe in time, regularly, and beneficial. In the same way, Satipatthana meditation also is essential. One should practice oneself. It is a must that one should practice. And secondly, one should practice oneself. No other person can practice for you. One should practice in time, regularly, and it is very beneficial. So one should be happy, one should rejoice that the yogis are here having the opportunity to practice Satipatthana meditation. And one should listen to the guidance and instruction how one should practice systematically, and one should put it into practice, practicing diligently, respectfully, meticulously. And while the Dhamma gift is given, it is important that one makes use of this Dhamma gift cherishingly by putting into practice. And Saraji expects that the yogis will practice here for the whole month, respectfully, meticulously, diligently. And the instructions of the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji is translated, and you'll be listening to the translation of the instructions given by the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji. And for this morning, Saraji had done this duty of giving this opening talk, and yogis will be listening to the meditation instructions. One thing that Saraji will like to strongly encourage is that while the yogis are learning how to practice, even though they may not be able to respect the teacher who is giving help, but it is important not to do anything wrong by body, speech, and mind to the teachers. And while listening to the instruction, the guidance, and while practicing, they should respect the teachers who are helping them. And when the Dhamma gift is given, one should cherish it, make use of it respectfully. And if the yogi is not practicing diligently according to the guidance, it will not be worthy of giving the Dhamma gift. Some of the yogis, from the outside appearance, they seem to be practicing, but some of them may be practicing haphazardly, flippantly, in an easygoing manner. So Saraji strongly encourages not to be practicing in an easygoing manner or flippantly, but to practice diligently, deeply in the practice, so that it will be a true yogi, and time is very precious. So make it worthwhile by practicing diligently, respectfully, meticulously. So this is what Saraji would like to remind and encourage the yogis. So Saraji wish that may you all be able to practice smoothly and successfully. And Saraji conclude this talk for this morning.
Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu.